Not just one marvelous secret, but page after page after page of marvelous, miraculous secrets. Secrets with which to build a life and imagine a life that will last forever. God's beautiful book, the Holy Bible, is laden with the secrets of health, wealth, purpose, and promise, and contentment. But only to the born again, who with their childlike faith can access the information, for it must be spiritually discerned. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Have you been born again? Will today be the day you receive your key that opens the secrets of the beautiful book? Will today be the glorious day of your new life, free of sin, shame, and bondage? Your circumstances may appear insurmountable, but truly they are not. Let God be God. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 1:26-27, And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. God said, Romans 1:22-25, Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beast, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. God said, Psalms 14:1, The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. God said, 1 Corinthians 1:18-21, For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Man said, These sanctimonious Christians with their arcane Bible in hand check their brains at the chapel door. Now the record. Prepare yourself for Holy Ghost Word Therapy. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 865 that will once again verify the supernatural and literal inerrancy of God in His holy book. All of these features are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and as seed for the sower. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of these powerful features. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Number three, imagine. You can download nearly 320 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. We are honored by your visit. May God's glorious face shine upon you with grace and truth. The contrast between faith and unbelief is as the difference between light and darkness, between love and hate, between life and death, between God and the devil, between heaven and hell. It is truly the 180 principle. The contrast is ever apparent between the God of the redeemed and the God of carnal academia evolution, or at least biblical minimalism. For example, God's Bible answers the three pivotal questions of all time. 1. What was my beginning? Answer: I was made in God's glorious image and likeness. 2. What is my eternal purpose? Answer: I am to evangelize the world for Jesus Christ. 3. Where am I going? Answer: I am going to eternal life in Christ Jesus. Evolution also provides answers to these same three questions, but like this. 1. What was our beginning? Answer: we exploded out of nothing and evolved from slime to man from some mysterious warm little pond, according to Darwin. 2. What is our eternal purpose? Answer: we have no eternal purpose. 3. Where are we going? Answer: we are going nowhere. When you die, that's all there is. According to evolution, we came from nothing, we are nothing, and we are going nowhere. Could I interest you in the premium evolutionist package? Send me $49.95 with a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send you back nothing. We won't be standing by the mailbox awaiting the deluge of excited new customers. Nobody would send their money for nothing, yet the academic world has spent trillions being steeped in this foolishness and in the global promotion of the same. It's time to get our minds and hearts into the God said, man said groove. The Word of God found in the majority text Holy Bible is the inerrant truth. Declarations penned thousands of years ago are just beginning to be understood by today's vaunted sciences. Declarations that at the time seemed absurd. A handful of examples follow. Evolutionists have concluded that the water on earth fell from the sky. In Genesis chapter 1, God places water above the sky, and in the days of Noah, the windows of heaven are opened and the rain falls down. In Revelation 21, the Bible speaks of a new Jerusalem, a city 1,500 miles cubed, coming down out of heaven to God's new heaven and earth. When penned 2,000 years ago, the idea stretched credulity to its limits, but today we have space stations. There is even some credible talk of building space cities. The scriptures teach that when Christ returns at the Battle of Armageddon, the sky will roll back like a scroll. Scientists now theorize that you can tear space. The Bible teaches that God is light, and today's science has concluded that light is eternal. 2,000 years ago, Revelation speaks of the mark of the beast, 666, by which all commerce on the earth will be regulated. This mark would be placed under the skin of the right hand or forehead. How could such a thing be? Today, a chip is presently being implanted in humans and animals that can do this and so much more. God speaks of backslidden Israel and equates her lewd spiritual conduct to the whore's forehead. Today's neuroscience understands that moral decisions are made in the prefrontal cortex, the forehead. God's word speaks of the sins of the father being visited on his children to the third and fourth generation. Epigeneticists now have such an understanding. Note that this is one critical reason we need to be born again. We need a new father. Today's science is knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. In this feature, evolution's doctrine of the survival of the fittest and that time and chance and need makes all things possible will once again be knocked on its ear. The September 2017 edition of Acts and Facts published a feature by Dr. J.P. Tompkins titled "The Human Brain is Beyond Belief." The subhead reads, "We found the world that we had never imagined. There are tens of millions of these objects, even in a small speck of the brain, up through seven dimensions. In some networks, we even found structures with up to 11 dimensions." Numerous paragraphs from that feature follow. In 2010, a group of Stanford University scientists published a new visualization technique based on targeting individual proteins involved in transmitting electrical brain signals. This technology allowed for previously unknown levels of multidimensional assessment of synapse complexity and diversity. Researchers discovered that a single synapse is like a computer's microprocessor containing both memory storage and information processing features. The previous oversimplified belief was that synapses acted like basic on-off switches, but nothing could be further from the truth, since the brain acts more like a quantum computer than a digital computer. Just one synapse alone can contain about 1,000 molecular-scale microprocessor units acting in a quantum computing environment. An average healthy human brain contains over 200 billion nerve cells connected to one another through hundreds of trillions of synapses. To put this in perspective, one of the researchers revealed that the study's results showed a single human brain has more information processing units than all the computers, routers, and internet connections on Earth. As is typical of researchers bogged down in an evolutionary mindset where the complexity of living systems is routinely underestimated, the processing speed of the brain has been greatly underrated. And in new research studies, scientists found the brain is 10 times more active than previously believed. The large number of dendritic spikes also means the brain has more than 100 times the computational capabilities than was previously believed. While humans are only beginning to develop quantum computing devices, the Creator engineered our brains at a much more complicated, compact, and efficient level at the beginning of creation. Under the heading, Petabyte-Level Memory Capacity, Tompkins writes, "Yet another recent discovery revealed incredible levels of memory storage in the human brain." Terry Sijnowski, a leading scientist on the research paper, stated, "This is a real bombshell in the field of neuroscience." Dr. Sijnowski perhaps also unwittingly framed the results using design-based thinking when he explained, "We discovered the key to unlocking the design principle for how hippocampal neurons function with low energy but high computation power. Our new measurements of the brain's memory capacity increase conservative estimates by a factor of 10 to at least a petabyte in the same ballpark as the World Wide Web." The author continues under the heading Optimal Energy Efficiency. "The brain is one of the most energy-hungry organs in the human body, consuming about 20% of the energy budget, even though it represents only about 2% of the body's mass. Despite this high energy demand, the brain operates with startling efficiency, with no comparison among modern man-made devices. One Stanford scientist who is helping develop computer brains for robots calculated that a computer processor functioning with the computational capacity of the human brain would require at least 10 megawatts to operate properly. This is comparable to the output of a small hydroelectric power plant. As amazing it may seem, the human brain requires only about 10 watts to function. A phenomenal level of energy optimization engineering like this can only be attributed to an infinitely wise creator." Tompkins continues, "When the brain processes information such as a thought or some other task, temporary informationally interactive structures appear that consist of three-dimensional groups of cells called clicks. These structures communicate with each other while that action is processed, just like a group of people might briefly come together in a click to chat. When the neural process concludes, the association disintegrates. But most amazing are the specific geometric structures called cavities that develop when these clicks form." One of the researchers, Rand Levy, stated, "The appearance of the high-dimensional cavities when the brain is processing information means that the neurons in the network react to stimuli in an extremely organized manner." He continued, "It is as if the brain reacts to a stimulus by building, then raising a tower of multidimensional blocks, starting with rods, 1D, then planks, 2D, then cubes, 3D, and then more complex geometries with 4D, 5D, etc. The progression of activity through the brain resembles a multidimensional sandcastle that materializes out of the sand and then disintegrates. We found the world that we had never imagined. There are tens of millions of these objects, even in a small speck of the brain, up through seven dimensions. In some networks, we even found structures with up to 11 dimensions. Not only does the brain work by chemically generated electrical pulses, but research is producing a growing amount of evidence indicating photons, packets of light, play an important role in the daily function of brain cells as well. It's overwhelmingly clear that evolution as a theory has failed to explain the complexity of the brain. It's entirely unsupportable that this organ, containing spectacular levels of processing capacity, efficiency, memory storage capabilities, up to 11 dimensions of structure for a single information process, and dual electrical photonic communication, could have evolved by sheer chance. The brightest human engineers cannot come up with anything close to this level of ingenuity. The feature concludes with the obvious. The great stumbling block for Darwinian evolution is explaining how a multitude of features could simultaneously coalesce to form a unified, functional biological system. Obviously, the human brain did not evolve by the progressive addition of one factor at a time as postulated by evolution. The brain's efficiency, power, and complexity not only defy any explanation that relies on chance, but also points directly to an omnipotent and all-wise creator, end of quotes. Dr. Carolyn Leaf in her book Switch on Your Brain had this to say: the non-conscious, metacognitive level is on the far left. It is where 90 to 99% of the action in your mind is. Your thinking and your thought building happens on this level. This level operates at about 400 billion actions per second and drives the conscious cognitive level. It operates 24 hours a day, end of quote. In the God Said, Man Said feature, The Bizarre 180, you'll find the following. Dr. Schwartz, in his book, The G Period, O Period, D Period Experiments, has now come to the revelation that the brain is bigger than the universe. The following paragraphs are from his book. Before we can appreciate the extraordinary capacity of the mind to guide, organize, and design, we must come to understand the profound potential of the mind to envision and imagine. The capacity of the human mind to envision its apparent infinite potential is as vast as the universe itself. Moreover, the mind is ultimately beyond anything we have yet witnessed in the physical universe. The mind's inherent potential not only goes beyond anything it has seen to date in the physical world, its potential goes beyond anything it can currently imagine. It can even be demonstrated through simple experiments that your mind's potential is bigger, in fact, much bigger than the universe itself. Which is greater in scope? The currently known physical universe, or the human mind that contemplates it? Yes, the universe is outrageously larger than our material body. This is an obvious physical fact. However, the scope of our mind is extraordinarily larger than the known physical universe. This is a less obvious psychological fact, a fact worth remembering and celebrating. It is the key to awakening to the power of our minds and the role in the cosmos. The truth is, no one knows what the actual potential of the mind is, because whatever greatness we have already achieved as a species suggests that there is no apparent limitation to the mind's ultimate potential. End of quotes. Remember, we have God's brain power between our ears. We were made in His likeness and His image. In an October 2009 issue of Discover under the title Thinking Machine, prominent Stanford University scientist Kwabena Bowen was quoted. The following excerpts are from that article. The human brain runs on about 20 watts, now 10 watts, of power equal to the dim light behind the pickle jar in your refrigerator. By contrast, the computer on your desk consumes a million times as much energy per calculation. Now consider the 180 principle in regard to the man and his amazing brain. God said, Genesis 1:26 and 27, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Evolutionists, of course, are on the opposite side of the truth. The following paragraph is from the July 2009 issue of Acts and Facts under the title, "Surprising Discovery: Sponges are man and man, excuse me, are not related." Evolutionists have insisted that man was not created in God's image, but instead is related to the sponge. An equally unflattering pronouncement of human origins was made 9 years ago by two Darwinists, and there is but one tree of life, one universal phylogeny, which means evolution, that connects humans, onions, mushrooms, slime mold, and bacteria, end of quote. Years ago, I vaguely recall an evolutionist who speculated that mankind came into being through an initial fortuitous combination of amoeba dung and methane. Nearly 2,000 years ago, this foolishness was described in Romans chapter 1, 22 and 23. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things, end of quote. Challenge as they may, God's word is true and righteous altogether. God said, Genesis 1:26 and 27, and God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God said, Romans 1:22 through 25, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beast and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. God said, Psalms 14:1, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good." God said, 1 Corinthians 1:18-21, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." Man said, "These sanctimonious Christians with their arcane Bible in hand check their brains at the chapel door. Now you have the record."